You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
While the verbs mumble and grumble rhyme, mumbling isn't nearly as grumbly as muttering is.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. I'm joined now by University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, these words, they do sound very similar, but are there certain contexts where one is more fitting than the other? I want to get this right.
I was so glad you brought this up, that we have these M words that sound really similar and at first glance seem like they should mean very similar things. So you have mutter, mumble, and murmur. But let me ask you, if someone muttered an apology, murmured an apology, and mumbled an apology, do those mean the same thing for you?
Let's see. Let's go down the list here. So if somebody muttered an apology, I'm sort of detecting a, sorry, you know, kind of don't really mean it. Don't really feel like I should have to say it.
Right. It's kind of grumbly.
Yeah.
And if they murmured it?
If they murmured it, I almost feel like they're just kind of saying, they're saying it sort of really, really softly. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a little humbly. Does that?
Right. This is what I love. As we get in here, we have these intuitions that these mean slightly different things. And then you have mumbling the apology.
Mumbling to me just kind of sounds like maybe they're a little embarrassed, but they know they should be apologizing. You know, maybe they're doing it just a little lazily, though. Just kind of, sorry.
Yeah, or it's indistinct somehow. I can't quite hear it. I love looking back at the histories of these. Let's start with mutter.
Okay.
It turns out that mutter, we don't entirely know where it comes from. The Oxford English Dictionary suggests it's probably imitative, that we're just trying to get that sound of muttering, speaking in these low tones. But I think this one has, over time, it shows up in the 15th century, taken on more negative connotations. Mm-hmm. You and I are not alone in thinking this one's a little grumbly.
A little grumbly, yeah.
And then you have mumble, shows up 14th century, probably also imitative. This one, when it first comes into the language, one of the things it means is to eat slowly or to chew tentatively, really to chew with your gums instead of your teeth.
Do you have a choice? Is there an option?
Well, I think so. You get these quotes about someone mumbling the black bread with their toothless gums.
Ah.
And it turns out one of the things mumble can still mean is, if you've ever hung around with horses, there are times where a horse will, with their lips, sort of go after your shirt or your clothes. They'll
kind of nibble on you a little
nibble
bit.
On you with their lips. They're mumbling your shirt.
You know, I'm so glad there's a word for that.
Around the same time, it could also mean speak indistinctly. And now we often use it for low speech or confused speech. And then you have the murmuring. This comes in probably partly from French, partly from Latin. When it first comes into the language, it means complain.
To complain?
So it's really muttering when it first comes in.
It starts off as muttering. But when I think of murmuring, though, I just think of it as this kind of almost sort of pleasant, low sort of background noise, room tone, maybe, or people, the sounds of the people in the next room, that sort
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. And that's what it's come to mean. I think for none of us, it means complain anymore. And by the 17th century, you have it for the streams and brooks, which, as you say, it's that background, kind of a lovely low.
A babbling
noise.
Brook.
Yes, and the babbling brook, also 18th century, but I love that, these bodies of water that are talking to us in low, indistinct tones.
Well, Anne, I'm going to say it very clearly. I'm not going to mutter this. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism in Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.